It's the Daddy and Monkey Podcast.
I know!
One little monkey jumping on the bed. He fell off and he bumped his head. Mummy phoned the doctor and the doctor said, no more monkeys jumping on the bed.
Welcome to the Daddy and Monkey Podcast. Not the Monkey and Daddy Podcast, the Daddy and Monkey Podcast. I'm the daddy.
And I'm the monkey. Sorry about that mistake. I accidentally said daddy and, no, monkey and daddy podcast.
I think she's just trying to get her name first. Hey, don't write on me. I still owe you from last week. And you'll get it.
Sorry.
What song are we playing first this week, monkey?
The first song is by Jeremy Yonder. The song is Nuts and Bakes.
When the last soul has been won, towards the sky, when the trumpet finally sounds, and I am homeward bound. I will see your face, and forever I will be in the throne of your grace. Where your lies, your face, and the work will be done as I enter the rest of the sun.
His footprints that are pressed in the sand. He first chose you, carried you through. The visions you have is what he told you to do. See, you're his hands and feet, the only Jesus they'll ever see. Believe, believe.
I will see your face, and forever I will be in the throne of. I enter the rest
sounds like it's time for book time.
Yes, it is.
What story are we talking about this week?
One of the Three.
And who wrote it?
Angela Jonathan.
Okay. What's the story about?
It's about a little girl that feels sad at the end when she feels lonely because her sisters won't let her go anywhere with them. So her daddy and her mom just tried to make her feel happy.
Okay. And does she like to do things with her sisters?
Yes.
What kind of things do they do?
They go outside together in the rain. They go outside for a while. They go to the bakery and sit down. And sometimes they even go to the Texas and with their aunt, mom, and grandma.
Okay. Is this a fun story?
Yes, it is.
You like this story?
Yes. What? I really like the part where the picture is where a girl is wearing a hat.
Okay, you like that hat?
Yes.
Is that a funny hat or a cool hat?
I think it's a pretty hat.
Okay. Why do you think that the little girl is sad when her sisters don't let her go places with them?
Because she feels left out.
Because she feels left out. Do you think a lot of kids feel left out when their big brothers and sisters go do things without them?
Yes.
Are you ever going to do that to your little brother?
No!
Okay, so you think people should read this story, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, what's the next song we're going to play?
Song 2 is by Matthew Ebel. The song is Rain.
Started again. Rain coming down, and I'm all alone in this one horse town. On a long, lonely road, I've been riding for days. The rain never stops, and the sun never stays. Keep on riding, Lord, I don't know why. So the rain comes down and my eyes look high, 'cause I know you're out there somewhere behind the cloudy sky. Started again, the thunder and light. I've got so long to go, but I stop for the night. There's a dark, wrinkled man, coffee's black as his eyes. Is he hiding my future, or just more of my life? I keep on riding, Lord, I don't know why. So the rain comes down and my eyes look high, 'cause I know you're out there somewhere behind the cloudy sky. Whoa, 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 whoa,
buy you a meal? He looked hungry and tired, about as old as I feel. So he said to me, boy, his words cut like a knife. What you buy with your pennies is a hungry man's life. Oh, so the rain comes down and my eyes look high, but I think I found you, Lord.
Do you have your umbrella?
No, I don't.
Uh-oh, we're going to get wet. It's storming.
No, it's not. That's just the song.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. It's story time on the Daddy and Monkey Show. We're doing something different. We are going to tell a story.
It's our own story, not a story from my classbook.
No, we're going to make this up as we go along. So, anything could happen, and probably will.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you're going to start, right?
Yeah.
Okay, go.
One day, my monkey came up with really, really long hair. Longer than, about down to the ground.
And her daddy looked at her and said, why do you have such long hair?
And then she said, I don't know.
And the daddy said, well, we're going to have to cut your hair.
Okay, but, and the monkey said, okay, but only up to my waist, okay?
Okay. So daddy took out the scissors and started cutting her hair, but they broke.
And then we had to go to the hair cutting store place.
And they tried to cut her hair, and their scissors broke.
And then Daddy had to pretend it was a boy and go to the barbershop.
And their scissors broke.
And then we have to borrow scissors from my school.
And Daddy looked at his daughter and said, I think your new hair is indestructible. All of these scissors keep breaking and nothing can cut your hair. We have a problem.
I think a witch put a spell on my hair, said the monkey.
Daddy wondered, why would a witch put a spell on your hair?
It was because the monkey had left an unexpected note from the witch for the witches.
An unexpected note for the witches. What did this unexpected note say? Dear witches, please put a curse on my hair?
No!
What did it say?
It said, one day I want to be a wizard just like you.
Uh-huh. So instead they just gave you long hair that can't be cut?
Yeah.
Okay. The daddy was confused. So he got out his weed eater and started chasing Montgomery around the yard with his weed eater, trying to cut her hair.
And Monkey screamed and ran.
And then the mama came out.
And she said, what are you doing?
And Daddy said, I'm trying to cut her hair and she won't let me.
And the monkey said, I don't want you to cut my hair.
And the mama said, you have to get a haircut. It's too long.
I don't care. I might get hurt.
Speaking of getting hurt.
Yeah, I just got hurt.
Suddenly, the monkey ran underneath a tree. Her long hair got caught in the branches, and she was stuck.
And then she pulled, and then a really little fairy cut in her hair right to her waist.
Just the way she wanted it. The end.
Bye-bye. That's all for now.
That's our show for this week. See you next time.
One little monkey jumping on the bed. He